It's a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend, Perry Shamish. Now, Perry Shamish is a Jewish believer. He had worked for 30 years within Israel as an investigative reporter, exposing the total depravity and corruption that exists at the upper levels of the Israeli government. And because he was telling the truth, his life came under attack. There were attempts at his elimination. And I'm not exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen. This is what really happened. I mean, I've been at this for 50 years. I've seen time and time again commentators and people who have been getting the truth out either eliminated or destroyed or suddenly fired from their job and later frankly killed. Well, anyway, Barry was lucky enough to get to America. From where he reports, he still has a great following over there in Israel, still writing books and still trying to inform people about the corruption that goes on. Barry, it's good to have you with us today. What are we going to be talking about?
Well, did you get my email?
Yes, I did. I got your latest one.
All right, that's important because this papal visit is on Sunday. This Sunday, the Pope will land.
Barry is talking about the Pope going to Israel. He's going to be visiting Israel. And, of course, the Pope would like to have a good deal of Mount Zion, the sovereignty of that area of Israel, of Jerusalem, turned over to the papacy. But you go right ahead.
Yeah, I think Israel may be standing up for itself. I'm looking at the schedule. And, by the way, there's a bit of an echo. Tell your engineer. All right. I'm looking at his latest schedule, and he's not in Israel ever. Okay, he's in the Old City for a ceremony at the Last Supper Room, and all the rest is all Palestinian. Now, look, I'm going to read it. This report is from Ari Yashar. We start. Palestinian Authority and Arab Christian sources are already celebrating Pope Francis's visit to Israel. What Israel? Starting on Sunday, saying his choice to begin the trip directly in Palestinian-held Bethlehem is meant to, quote, recognize Palestine and oppose the opposition. Now, a quote now from Father Jamal Khader. He's taking a helicopter directly from Jordan to Palestine to Bethlehem. He is recognizing Palestine. Now, here's the schedule. In Bethlehem, the Pope is to travel in an open-top car, probably a bad idea, but and meet with PA Chairman Mahmoud Abbas, holding a mass prayer service there instead of in Jerusalem. This is a show of support for the Palestinians. All righty. After the mass, the Pope is set to visit a nearby refugee camp. I'll give you the quote, then I'll go into what that actually means. In short, Khader says that he is showing his sensitivity to Palestinians who live under occupation. And then Haim Khoury is the Palestinian Minister for Jerusalem Affairs, said that, quote, everything will be highly charged politically. And then Ziad Bandak, that's Abbas's advisor for Christian affairs, is quoted, the visit will help us in supporting our struggle to end the longest occupation in history, a very iffy claim. But note what Bandic, I'm going to just quote it. He's going to have lunch with Palestinians, with families suffering from the occupation. Then he will visit the Heche refugee camp to witness the suffering of Palestinian refugees. Now, I gotta make a comment. If they're suffering, this is Palestinian land. Israel held it and gave it to the PLO years ago. Why are there refugees in the camp? Why didn't they just leave the camp and end the suffering? This is a wacky, wacky visit. But here's the quote from Bandic. The Pope will begin his visit in Palestine and not Israel. This was meant as a slight to the Jewish state. You bet it's a slight, all right? But it gets even worse. According to Bandic, we welcome this visit and consider it a support for the Palestinian people and confirmation from the Vatican of the need to end the occupation. Again, Bethlehem is not occupied. The PLO run it, and they've run the Christians out of the town. There's from 80,000, there's fewer than 10,000. But I'm going to go into that shortly. I just want to go and look at the schedule now that it's been finalized. For one instant, he's in Israel. And the rest is all completely Palestinians. That's where he's going. All right. Now look at the pathetic response of Israel over this terrible insult to the country. Whoever the Israeli official is, again, it's in this article, he's not named, but he said that he's very happy. The very fact of the visit is a success, noting that the tourism ministry had anticipated a 10% rise in Christian tourism this week. But are they kidding? Are they kidding? They're happy that he's not going to Israel. He's spending all his time with the Palestinians. Now, in short, even when he's in Jerusalem, he will be in Arab population neighborhoods of East Jerusalem. He's avoiding Jews like the plague, which gets me to think this is political vengeance going on here. The Pope is set to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the Vatican-owned Notre Dame complex located on the seam between Jewish and Arab Jerusalem. Now we have to ask, we'll get to Notre Dame after the commercials, I guess.
The American team that...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan and today, our guest this morning, Barry Shamus, talking about the Pope's imminent visit to Israel. And the question is, why is he supporting the Palestinians and doing everything he can to degrade the Israelis for occupying Palestinian land? The Pope is very obviously taking a position in this directly opposed to the state of Israel, which I believe God has a purpose, played a part in reestablishing after 2,000 years. But Barry, you go right ahead and pick up.
Yeah, you're right about that. I got to tell you that he's not speaking to the Knesset. All right, he's meeting Abbas in Bethlehem and giving a mass there. And he's clearly saying he wants the Jews out of Jerusalem. And while he's going to say, I want you out of East Jerusalem, which, you know, just happens to include the old city. But look at this. Now, I read briefly that the meeting between Netanyahu and, by the way, Paris is going to be held at Notre Dame headquarters. This is on what they call the seam between East and West Jerusalem. Now, recently, I'm just going to read the story and you figure out who did it. Okay. The Roman Catholic Church is demanding that Israel take action after Hebrew graffiti reading death to Christians and Arabs was daubed on its Notre Dame headquarters. And again, who could get there, first of all? Look, I claim, without having an ounce of proof, that was the Shabak, the internal security of Israel, that daubed the graffiti. They're behind so much of this so-called vengeance against Arabs. And that, again, I'm not going to prove it. It's, you know what, one of these days maybe, but I know the Shin Bet, I know the Shabak. I'll bet you they wrote the graffiti. Now, here's the reaction from the church. Mere coincidence, said a statement by Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, noting the graffiti was painted on the property just before the Pope arrives in Israel. Quote, the bishops are very concerned about the lack of security and the lack of responsiveness from the political sector and fear an escalation of violence. And then he goes on that there's been no condemnation from Israel's political establishment on the graffiti. He says, we feel neither safe nor protected. All right. And then he adds that Israel's got to be aware of their responsibilities. Now, Israel reacted in a way, well, I'm just going to quote Mickey Rosenfeld. He's the police spokesman. He says, security measures are being taken and prepared for this very important visit of the Pope. Units are training, and there's a liaison between security and the Vatican security. We would do anything to prevent any incident whatsoever on any level, be it criminal or terrorist, among all the different communities. Boy, that's covering a lot of ground right there. In other words, the police don't want to be blamed if something happens. We're doing our best. Look,
well, they're doing everything they can to create the impression, obviously, of an anti-Vatican and anti-Christian tendency, you know, of certainly in response to the Pope coming. And this is all show business. And basically, the very people who should be protecting the Pope are participating in these things. Why? Because they want agitation. They want people up in arms. They want people to believe that there is a very real threat to the Pope. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's, well, the people are believing that. Again, he's not going to Israel. So if something bad happens to the Pope, I would guess that open air parade through Bethlehem would be the best spot to do that, whatever we're talking about. All right. Look, I'm going to read you about an incident last week in near Bethlehem. This was reported by camera. They monitor the media in Israel. Leave it at that. Don't have to explain who they are completely. They reported that Christians attempting to enter St. George's Monastery. That's near, it's high up in the mountains near Bethlehem, were intimidated and attacked with rocks and stones. And here's how they describe the incident from camera once again. Local Muslims either tried to park a car too close to the church or enter the church during a service honoring St. George. The intruders were asked to leave. One of them stabbed a Christian man who was serving as guard. He was hospitalized. Several then started throwing stones at the church. Seven or eight Christians were injured, and the police didn't show up to stop all this. On we go with the report.
That is very, very important. The police are not enforcing the law. They're allowing this sense of lawlessness. They are simply an extension of the power elite that's working behind the scenes to promote an incident. But go right ahead.
Well, look at this next quote. It's more important than it. A lot of people, I'm sure, glossed over it. The episode represents a failure on the part of the Palestinian Authority, one that local journalists and Christian leaders are, for understandable reasons, reluctant to highlight means cover up. The Christians are not reporting that at their church there was an attack, that seven or eight Christians were hospitalized. But if they say something, they're going to be in mighty big trouble, so they're shutting up. The report really, see, people would gloss over that. I didn't gloss over that. The fact is that Bethlehem had 80,000 Christians. Not so long. It was a majority Christian town. And today there are fewer than 10,000. And they've been driven out. The main crime, I think, that scared them, there was a rampage against Christian girls. Massive, massive numbers were raped. Massive, dozens. I won't exaggerate. Dozens were raped. That was enough to make the Christians flee. Bethlehem today is, whoever is left behind is only about 10,000. They once had a very thriving community in Bethlehem. Why is the Pope, why is he honoring Bethlehem? I mean, realistically, if 90% of the Christians have been forced to flee, what on earth is he doing the mass in Bethlehem for? Unless he opens his mouth at the mass and says, stop harassing Christians, which he won't do. He's honoring the place that is demeaning Christians and forcing the vast majority to leave. And again, I'm going to stress this. this strategy was a rape campaign that scared, well, Christian girls couldn't walk the streets of Bethlehem anymore. They were snatched and they were raped, and the Christians ran. What is the Pope doing? All right, that's what I'm asking right now. Why is he giving the Mass? Not in Jerusalem. Every other Pope that visited Israel, well, John the 23rd was the famous visit. But what it comes down to is Jerusalem is the holy city, not Bethlehem. If you do a Mass, it's got to be in Jerusalem. Well, not this time. They're doing it in Bethlehem. With the Pope, after the Mass, is going to visit the Dehesha refugee camp. Why is that even existing anymore? Israel handed it over to the PLO. There's something really, really screwy about this visit, symbolically. All right? Now, I'm going to give a reason. Look, it's not just the graffiti at Notre Dame. There was a civil insurrection against Notre Dame and, well, against the cenacle. That is the Last Supper room. Hundreds of religious Jews gathered on Monday at the scene, the reputed scene of Jesus' Last Supper. It's in a building that I assure you is not 2,000 years old. But neither here nor there, they were demanding that Israel keep sovereignty over King David's tomb, which is on the first floor of the building. All right. Now, here is, look, Israelis have watched their city get chopped up like a, like a piece of salami. They've seen downtown Jerusalem, the Russian compound, the home of their courts, turned over to the Russians in 2011. Why not give up this building? If you're going to chop up the city, well, they didn't. There was no reaction to Israel giving up for hegemony, for sovereignty to the Russians, a good chunk of downtown Jerusalem. Why should there be any objection to the Pope, getting his room back? Now, the latest report is there is something very telling. Israel is no longer going to hand over the Last Supper room. They're going to rent it and allow it to be used instead of one day a year for 60 days a year. I get the feeling that as hard as Shimon Peres tried, he could not get the property turned over. That's the feeling I get. Look, Peres was in, he was in the Vatican a year ago and arranging this trip, and what he said was, quote, a compromise had been reached on the cenacle. 99% of the issues concerning the site had been addressed. Well, I don't think that 1% got through. I think Peres tried to hand over this yeshiva to the Vatican. I think he was turned down, and I think this trip is a slap in the face of Israel. It's been reduced to that. I don't think we're going to get an announcement by the Israeli government that sovereignty of the Last Supper room has been handed over to the Vatican. Not from the latest report I'm reading you. I don't think Israel is going to hand over or can hand over the room. Although, keep your eyes on the TV. If this grand gesture of Israel does or does not take place, I predicted it would take place. Now I'm not sure. Okay? Understand where I'm coming from. I'm trying to figure out from a long ways away by the rumors and by the behavior of Israelis in power, I don't think they're going to hand over the cenacle, the Last Supper room. I've changed my view. Well, what do you think about that?
I hope and pray you're correct. This has tremendous spiritual significance, and the unfolding of events which are taking place throughout the world today. Remember, Israel and Jerusalem are still the centers of the world. So right ahead.
Well, you know, this room, the cenacle, has been up at least since the 14th century.
Hold the thought, Barry. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Sanders right here at the American Christian Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Stand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, Barry Stamich. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your book, how they can get to the information you're putting out, how they can get to certainly your PayPal button and help support you as you continue trying to keep people both in the United States and in Israel informed about what's really going on there. The information you're not going to get from the controlled media. Go right ahead, Barry.
Sure. All my books, including the latest, The Stinger, Not the Stung, are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box beside books right in my last name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and that'll get you to the books. My website, which Well, I'm so delighted about this show because David Sameron found me, and the site is not perfect, but it's better, and it's updated. So my website is BarryChamish.com, and there is a PayPal button on the site. And, folks, the work I do is not making me rich. Boy, is that an understatement. And I have to move. Within weeks, you may lose me for a while I switch to another apartment. But nonetheless, it's at BarryChamish.com. Now, let's go back. Tomorrow, there is going to be another protest against the Pope, and it's going to be at the yeshiva on the first floor of the building where he is going to give a mass at the room reputed to be the site of the Last Supper of Jesus. So there may be enough. I'm not sure why, but this schedule is really doesn't suggest that Israel gave in on the handover, now that I'm looking at it. Now, the sovereignty over the Last Supper room, now it was renovated by the Franciscans way back in the 14th century, so it's been around that long, before the group was forced out of Jerusalem. Now, recall, end of the Crusades, in short, the Muslims took over. But there's a significance here that the Jews of Israel don't understand. At the end of the Second World War, the Nazis were saved by the Vatican, over 100,000 of them. Look up Operation Paperclip, and you'll find that an awful, awful lot of Nazis passed through the monasteries, the Franciscan monasteries and the Benedictine monasteries, where they were given new identities and shipped worldwide. Well, in short, the Franciscans saved about half the Nazis, about 50,000, and well, it's their room, the Last Supper room, is the Franciscans' room, apparently. Why? Why aren't the Jews banning the Vatican from ever coming to their land? They saved the Nazis.
And for those of you who'd like to know about Operation Paperclip, my ministry, Radio Liberty, offers a great 4-CD set on Operation Paperclip. Just exactly as we have another great 4-CD set titled The War Against the Jews. It's John Loftus's writings about the fate of the Nazi war criminals. John Loftus had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. Eventually, he was able to write this book, The War Against the Jews. But the 4-CD set, his best book on that, is America's Nazi Secret. I mean, the last thing that they want the American people and the English people to know is that the Americans were helping the Nazis. Remember, how many Nazis were tried for war criminals at the end of the Second World War by the Israelis? 1. That's all. What happened to the rest of them? They were allowed to escape. You need to get this information. And again, the 4-CD set, Operation Paperclip, The War Against the Jews, that's a good place to start and begin to understand that most of what you believe isn't true. And if you have any question what happened to Adolf Hitler, we have a great 4-CD set where I interview people. I personally know one of them, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and of course he went to South America and talked to the people who looked after, who knew, who helped Adolf Hitler live in South America until he died when he was about 65. And the fact that that is totally suppressed by the media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people are allowed to think and believe. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, of course he's been on my little radio show, and I think he has pretty well convinced me of this Hitler escape. He's got a book on it, and I was very skeptical, all right? I'm halfway there now.
We carry the book called Hunting Hitler by Jerome Corsi, who I've known Jerome for probably the better part of 20 years. He's an honest man. I think that he's an excellent investigative reporter, Harvard graduate, Harvard trained. Go right ahead.
But the fact remains, you're right. Why did Israel ignore? Oh, they had so many Nazis to try. Should have been a ruling gate of Nazis through their court system for every guard at all the death camps. I mean, none of them were tried except for Adolf Eichmann. Now, if you want to do literature, Ben Hecht, that's his name, H-E-C-H-T, Look for Perfidy. That does this awful, awful conspiracy, no other word for it, between Rudolf Kastner on behalf of the Jewish Agency, in short, of labor Zionism, went to Hungary and to negotiate the freedom of Jews from Adolf Eichmann. He ran the death operation. And Eichmann said, I don't want them, man. I don't want to do this anymore. For 700 trucks, somehow he had enough loot. Where he was going with them, no idea, but he wanted 700 trucks, and that's that. I won't kill any more Jews. The Jewish Agency and Rudolf Kastner said, no, we want you to save about 3,000 our people. The rest can go to hell. Now, this awful, awful act. Well, in short, they got Kastner. He was killed in a Tel Aviv hospital in 1954 after he was exposed. And they got Eichmann. He came to Israel and was put in a soundproof booth so he couldn't open his mouth. And that part of pre-Israel history was put to rest.
Well, that's odd, I guess. But it's very damaged. Back to over here on the American Freedom Network. This is the history you're not going to hear elsewhere. That's why you listen to it.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Dr. Stanton here, our guest this morning, Barry Salmon. Go right ahead, Barry. We've got this last segment to do.
Well, in short, the Pope's Vatican saved the Nazis. They sent them to South America in many tens of thousands, but they went other places. I grew up in Canada, and we had a neighborhood filled with new German immigrants. Where did they come from? Look, the fact is, it's an utter insult to the Jewish people that a representative of the Vatican is visiting their land, and while they're snubbing them. But Israel puts up with it, and the deal, by the way, the Kastner Eichmann deal is the result of a horrendous piece of Israel's foundation. A deal called the Transfer Agreement was signed with the Nazis by the labor Zionists in 1933. In short, all Jewish organizations but labor Zionism were banned. Labor Zionism had a few camps where they trained the new immigrants. They were going to start Israel, the new Israel, with German seed stock. And as, again, Chaim Weizmann, the first president of Israel, beginning in 1935, says there's going to be a Holocaust. He used the word Shoah, Holocaust, and perhaps only 2 million will survive, but they'll be the strongest and good for Israel. The background of Israel is simply its own people murdering the religious, the right wing, whoever wasn't labor Zionism, they could be slaughtered. And by the way, I have nightmares over this, nightmares. In short, they got their Jews, but they didn't get their 2 million survivors. Barely 100,000 survived. Where the Nazis were, they got about everybody. And was Israel worth that? No. And why did the Vatican get permission? I mean, come on, to get these Nazis out of Europe with new identities, that would have required, how do you get them into these monasteries? How'd they get there? It must have required you'd want to talk the word conspiracy for that to work. That's a conspiracy, and it did work. The Nazis were saved, all but Eichmann. Look, I'm going to finish with one thing you should know. Leah Rabin, that's Yitzchak's wife, wrote an autobiography. Boring stuff, but nonetheless, there was one line. She really criticizes Paris. She knew that he knocked off her husband, but neither here nor there. She says that Paris was educated in his youth by the Jesuits. The current Pope, of course, is Jesuit. But again, Jews didn't send their kids to Jesuit schools. We had our own schools. That, again, is a very weird fact. But even weirder, Paris, who is now the president of Israel, and I'm going to say this outright, he organized the murders of Yitzhak Rabin and Ariel Sharon to get there. All right. He has been pushing the Knesset from this power post. It's supposed to be symbolic and nothing more. Ever since he has entered the presidency, he has been pushing the prime minister to give up 41 sites in Israel, 23 in Jerusalem of the 41 to the Vatican. Hegemony, not little tourist sites where you sell tickets. Hegemony means you have a passport to the place if you want to. Paris has been pushing for this visit from the Pope. And as Paris said a year ago, we've pretty well sorted out the issue of the Last Supper Room. 99% has been agreed to, which meant handing over that property to the Vatican. But what that 1% was, and I'm not sure, maybe it's the fact that there are protests against the possibility of Mount Zion being returned to the Vatican. Maybe there's just too much right wing in Israel today. Labor Zionism has been all but removed from high-level politics. In a given election, they couldn't get 20 of the 120 seats in the Knesset. Maybe the fact that the right have taken over politically had an effect. I'm not sure. But it seems from the report I just gave you, the Pope didn't get his way. Paris didn't get his way. He is going to come. He's going to do a service there, but I don't think he'll leave with the deed.
Well, I hope you're correct. We'll know here in just a few days.
We will indeed.
Because there are powerful forces working behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. All of these things have spiritual significance. The average Sunday person listening, Christian, Jew, doesn't understand the spiritual significance of the issues, the affairs that are being carried out in Israel today. Parting thought, Barry, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah, you get my book. Go to lulu.com. There's a search box right in my last name, Chamish, Chamish, and my website is barrychamish.com. And, well, personally, I've got aggravation. I have to move in the next month every penny to, what can I say, help me move, and I'll reward you, and I'll never forget you. There, that's my last thought.
All right, Barry, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us this morning. And we'll...
Oh, always my pleasure. And I hope you're feeling a lot better.
I am really feeling a lot better. The miracles of modern medicine and alternative medicine. Anyway, God bless you, Barry.
And thank you, Dr. Stan. Bye, all.
Bye. All right, fine. And certainly we hope that you enjoy the program with Barry Chamish. He gives you the information, the news, behind the news. The story behind the story.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Thank you.
Whale, Dr. Stan here, and Sydney wrapping up this morning's program. And Sydney, this is the time I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, we're independent. We have nobody behind us. Sydney, my wife and I decided to do this, almost 25 years ago, and we've been Sydney on the radio going back to 1992. We have our own little radio station, and multiplied into Sydney contracts with all sorts of networks across America, where my ministry, my outlook, my approach to what's going on is heard. And I believe it's important because this is a spiritual battle, not a political or ideological battle. The media is tightly and rigidly controlled. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that there is a conspiracy against God. There is an organized effort on the part of some of the wealthiest people in the world to destroy Christianity. They're doing a great job. They've infiltrated our churches. They've infiltrated our seminaries. They've infiltrated our schools. They've certainly working within the banking system, the corporate system. They have their people in the military. In fact, most of the people who head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are either members of the Council on Foreign Relations or affiliated with it. They have rigid control over the media, where six major corporations control 90% of the major media outlets and pretend to be conservative and liberal just to confuse you. And I have personally talked to people in the media and television, on radio and print media, and they've told me if I told the truth, I'd lose my job tomorrow. If I told the truth, I'd lose my job tomorrow. We need your help to get the information out. And, of course, we need your support for my ministry. If you're in a position to help financially, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Send a regular donation. Whatever you can offer, why, we certainly can utilize it. I take no salary, nor does my wife. The funds we get in are used to maintain this network, this ministry, and believe me, it's an expensive proposition. Every time you put in a call to us, it costs us $1. But we have been able for well over 20 years to maintain this. And even now, as the funds that are available for Christian ministries are declining, we at least are able to maintain what we're doing. And hopefully with your hope, why, we can maintain what we have and maybe even expand it. But right now, we want to maintain what we have. So remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope, of course, that you'll talk to others, explain to them that this is a spiritual battle. There are supernatural forces. God is certainly involved in what's going on. He didn't simply write out a script and take off and leave. He's monitoring what's going on. How it's done, I don't know. But there is the Father, there is the Son, and the Holy Ghost on our side, and then there is the counterpart of that, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet on the other. And this battle is being waged in the supernatural realm today, and we get glimpses of it from time to time. Our job is to do everything we can to let people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We need your help. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Get those DVDs on the war against the Jews, Operation Paperclip, Against Hitler Survived, and then, of course, the power of the